This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I can't quantify to you how good the parts are from Aero Precision. I have an entire gun sitting right over there right now. I can look at it right now. Gosh, that's a nice AR-15. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. These United States, we were founded in a violent revolution, and then 47 years later, we found ourselves in the midst of a brutal civil war that cost the lives of 750,000 Americans, more American deaths than in any other war ever. And the question today is, could we have another violent internal war in America erupt yet again? The probability, I would hope, is no, but the possibilities are sobering. In 1776, the impetus for war had been brewing for many years. As the Declaration of Independence made clear, mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. So when the evils of tyranny were no longer sufferable, the revolution became an all-out war. Likewise, in 1861, the seeds of war had been they'd been brewing for quite some time until they finally blossomed, if you will, bore the deadly fruit. In both cases, whatever other root causes the historians may identify, the deciding factor was that both warring sides had worldviews that collided. They were not only incompatible, they were also to each other insufferable. And since then, we have been quite, Thomas Jefferson would be shocked today. He thought this was going to happen every 30 years. He thought the tree of liberty would have to be watered every 30 years. And we haven't had that happen. But in 2019, where we are today, we have for many years been witnessing the growing divide between two opposing political philosophies, loosely termed the right and left of conservative and leftist, but the names do not capture the real core of the two sides. Essentially, the right believes in you, the individual. We find you to be important. We find you to be everything. We find you to be the biggest part of the country is the individual. The left believes in a collectivism. In normal times, if there were ever any, the two sides could coexist. Each recognized that society must incorporate both individualistic and collectivist policy to produce infrastructure and distribute wealth and to defend the nation from foreign enemies. Compromise was a necessary thing. And today, those considerations seem to take second place. Atheistic culture and values motivate the extremists on the left. They inflame emotion. They leave no room for compromise. And they have radicalized a generation of people who are essentially going to replace the adult population of the 1940s, otherwise known as the greatest generation. Cultural right has largely been dormant in the face of the constantly encroaching government policies favored by the left until 2009. And then we started to see resistance begin. The first large public outpouring opposing those policies erupted in the Tea Party movement. Barack Obama had just become the president, and his speeches left no room for doubt that he intended to fundamentally transform the United States in ways that were in stark contrast to the principles that were part and parcel of our founding. The view that the leftists have of America is, it's more than merely jaundiced. It's overtly hostile. American patriots are openly referred to as Nazis, and the cultural leaders of the left are brazenly and violently opposed to any peaceful discourse with those with whom they disagree. Now, the Tea Party movement, while no longer marching under that name, is more alive now than ever. And the adherents are solidly determined to seize what many perceive as their best and last final opportunity to preserve freedom. I prefer this iteration. The Tea Party itself became sort of self-aware after 2010, and a lot of people wanted to turn this into a profession. And the only way to do that was to join the establishment. And like in my state in South Carolina, joining the establishment meant that everything you just did as a Tea Party leader was null and void now. I never understood that. I wasn't part of it. I looked at it. I was around it. But I never quite got it. But now we have our leader in the enigmatic and therefore very unlikely person of Donald J. Trump. He boldly goes where a few politicians dare to venture. He is the wrecking ball to the corrupt Washington, D.C. He's a no-holds-barred advocate of the forgotten man and woman whom the left scorns as Neanderthal gun rights extremists, and Trump has forced the issue. And the left, if they are to survive as a political force, have to destroy him. And the left is a cornered, rabid wolf, unhinged and immoral and violent. And there's literally nothing these people will not do to retain and expand their power over you. So whichever way the 2020 presidential election goes, the losing side will be in an uproar. The 2016 election may be but a mild prelude to what will happen. Remember that even after the final vote has been cast and counted, the left fought tooth and nail to overturn the results, even openly offering bribes to electors to vote faithlessly. They have never stopped opposing the outcome. They will absolutely not accept another Trump win. And as for the right, our main fear is voter fraud. Democrats have been relentless in their opposition to any safeguards against it. If there's any evidence of voter fraud, a Trump loss will be blamed on it. So this is a very scary moment. And the only way we will survive them as a sovereign nation of free, independent citizens is to be prepared for the onset of them to go violent, the likes of which are seen today only in third world countries. And I'm not trying to throw any Harry Parberly at you. Even a Democrat president recognized that. He said, today we need a nation of minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of liberty and freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. That was John F. Kennedy. We have something coming up that is inbound on us right now. I don't know how many of you look at this and see the potential for the unrest that I see coming. At the same time, I just don't know how far they're going to push that. Where I live, I doubt I'd see any of it. In most of the places that will vote for Trump, I doubt that we will see any of it. But in the places that will vote against Trump, whoever he's running against, I expect them to burn themselves out. And I just wonder how that's going to, you know, when are they going to understand that they have to project force if they're going to impose their will on us? That's the part of combat that I don't think they've quite understood. Getting out there and tearing up a place where they're allowed to tear it up is one thing. Getting out there and trying to tear up a place where there's going to be some resistance, that's another thing altogether. It's waiting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is sort of old. I saw it, but I mean, I want to talk about it simply because of what this guy, I think, is trying to set up. And let's just see where we think this might go. Well, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Mayor Bill Peduto wanted a fight over the state's firearm preemption law. And so he got one after signing several local gun control ordinances into effect. Several individuals and Second Amendment organizations sued Pittsburgh in multiple complaints for violating the state's preemption law. And Tuesday of this week, a judge delivered a blow to Peduto and gun control activists by striking down the ordinances in a case brought by several Second Amendment groups along with three Pittsburgh residents. Judge Joseph James agreed with attorneys for gun rights advocates that the Pennsylvania Uniform Firearms Act trumps the city's ability to pass such legislation at a local level. Stated simply, under the doctrine of field preemption, the UFA preempts any local regulation pertaining to the regulation of firearms, he wrote. The Uniform Firearms Act is a comprehensive statute that evidences an intent by the legislature to preempt the entire field of firearms and ammunition across the state of Pennsylvania. Now, Peduto signed a local version of a red flag firearms law, as well as ordinances that tried to prohibit the use of semi-automatic rifles or a magazine capable of holding more than 10 rounds. All of them were clearly in violation of the state's preemption law, which leaves it up to the state legislature to set a uniform standard of laws across the state of Pennsylvania. And despite the judicial smackdown, Peduto says he's not done fighting yet. And this is where, you know, it's not troubling to me. I mean, we're about to see some things, I think, unfold in front of us to where some of this stuff is going to become less effective. But Tim McNulty, a spokesman for Peduto, said the city would appeal the judge's decision. The city and its outside legal counsel have always expected that this would be a long legal fight, and will continue to fight for the right to take common sense steps to prevent further gun violence. We will appeal. And that's not unexpected either, frankly. The goal of gun control advocates has always been to get this case before the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, because they want the justices to strike down the state's firearms preemption law, or at least carve out more space for cities to pass gun control laws more strict than those at the state level. But, you know, it's a win is a win, and, the judge's decision today bodes well for the court fights to come. The attorney, Joshua Prince, congratulations should be given to him and the other lawyers working on this case, as well as the Second Amendment groups, Firearm Owners Against Crime and the Firearms Policy Coalition, and the individual plaintiffs who are fighting the city's overreach. Now, we're sort of riding a wave of wins right now. Two in a row. Two in a row, which, given the judicial makeup of a lot of the United States, it's sort of odd to get two in a row. This is the second time in recent days that the gun control crusade against firearms preemption laws has been dealt a defeat. Last week, Montana State Supreme Court struck down a local background check ordinance because it violated the state firearms preemption law. Just like in Pittsburgh, Missoula city leaders passed their own gun control law in an attempt to scuttle Montana's law prohibiting municipalities from putting their own gun control ordinances in place. Even with the adverse rulings by judges, however, the gun control groups aren't going to drop the issue. So the next step is to introduce legislation to repeal firearms preemption laws and expect a number of states to consider bills that would do exactly that when sessions kick off in early 2020. In the meantime, This decision is a good reminder that while gun control efforts may be stalled in Congress, gun control activists are still hard at work to turn your Second Amendment rights into privileges. And we're seeing what's happened with some of these states. I mean, this is in Pennsylvania. The other one was in Montana. Who thought that would be a thing? But, I guess it's going to come down to this, and it, you know, when I was talking to Dr. Faria earlier today, this is the point that I was going to make, but I didn't want to interrupt his oratory. Sometimes, if you're going to be in an area where they're just going to do this, and you're not going to get any help trying to roll this back, and everybody is expecting things to, you know, be better. If you've had a lot of people come from other places like New York and California and all these other places, and now they're it doesn't look like where you used to live. It may be time, and this is where I get this idea that one day we're going to wake up and there's going to be two Americas. There's going to be two Americas. Now, the coastal areas, of course, want, everybody's going to, by 2040, demographic experts are predicting that most of the leftists are going to be moving to the coastal areas. So the leftists will have a bunch of coastal enclaves where they will control the House of Representatives for years and years and years and years to come. And then, you know, the interior of America, where, you know, the heartland of America, if you will, will control the Senate. So it may come down to a point where there will be parts of America, which we already see where these battle lines are drawn. We can look at their law and everything. We see what they want. We see what they want to do. They don't want to have a Second Amendment. They don't want to have guns. They don't want people that live there to have guns. So these people are, you know, pretty much out of luck. But the main thing here is this. They never stop. They're never going to quit. They don't care if it's the long game or the short game. In a lot of cases, they would rather it be, you know, it's a campaign issue that they can try to win power on. But if they had their way, elections wouldn't matter. They would just ballot harvest everybody. You don't even need to go vote. We'll ballot harvest you. How about that? Do you like that idea? We'll ballot harvest you. And it'll be good to go. It'll be good to go because we'll have all these leftist things happening. It'll be just splendiferous. And that's their plan. That's their long-range plan. That's what they want for you. They want you to be California. So that, you know, a car backfiring can set the whole state on fire. Something like that, yeah. Gasoline is more expensive than anywhere else. More taxes, no middle class. That's what they want for you. Everybody wants this for you. But in any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House voted along party lines Thursday to approve the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, opening a new public phase to the probe and inching closer to articles of impeachment. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says this inquiry is unprecedented in a number of ways.
You're looking for an answer you've already determined. And the impeachment committee should be the Judiciary Committee. If you want to do this right, then, Madam Speaker, do it right.
The Senate is hoping to pass 8 spending bills before the end of 2019. Senators passed 4 today for agencies such as agriculture and transportation. It's the first step to avoid another partial government shutdown over funding to pay for President Trump's border wall. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 140 points to close at 2746. The S&P fell 9. The NASDAQ dropped 11. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I saw this and this just made me mad. Okay, because it's a lie. It is a lie. And, because it's a lie. They were at an event in Chicago called the Obama Foundation Summit, where there were no heads of state present. And Michelle Obama once again let her slip her resentment of white people. This is a grudge that goes back to her childhood. This is racism, Michelle. This is racism. This is you being a racist. And she attributes, you know, she does not seem to see much progress in the behavior that she attributes to Caucasian Americans, despite the fact, that the plurality of white people had to vote for her husband to put him in office twice. Despite that. She said, white Americans are still running elsewhere when minorities and immigrants move into their communities, she observed Tuesday. In a sit-down interview with the journalist Isabel Wilkerson, in which Obama was accompanied by her brother Craig Robinson, an executive with the NBA's New York Knicks, she described when she first became conscious of what's been called white flight. We were doing everything we were supposed to do and better, she said of her family, recalling that when they got a new address on Chicago's South Side, but when we moved in, white families moved out. I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us, she continued, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, and you're still running. Oh, Michelle, you goofball. You know what? You need to get out of your bubble because most of America doesn't think the way you think. Okay? Where I live in a cul-de-sac. My neighbors to the right are Hispanic. My neighbors to the left are Middle Eastern. My neighbors to their left are black. Nothing going on here. We just live and coexist with each other. We wave as we drive by. We don't have the cops coming here. Plenty of black families and Hispanic families living in my little subdivision that I live in right now. What are you talking about? It's very unaware, considering that the Obamas currently reside in Kalorama and Martha's Vineyard. I would love to know how many black people live near your two mansions. According to The Hill, she said, I can't make people not afraid of black people. I don't know what's going on. I can't explain what's happening in your head. I don't know what you're talking about. So no wonder you can't explain it. It's not happening in my head. Wasn't it Jesse Jackson who said, there's nothing more painful to me at this stage in my life than to walk down the street and hear footsteps, then turn around and see somebody white and feel relieved. Okay. There's a race pimp right there, and he's relieved. What kind of neighborhoods are you walking through, Jesse? I look at the Obamas and the subject, and I hope black America looks at this the same way I do, for example. Black crime rates are way out of whack, and that's because black America has been lied to by Democrats. That's because if we took the gangs, we took the gang members and moved them out of gangland and settled them somewhere else, not with each other, and then just, you know, trained them, educated them, and let them have a job, crime would go down. If we let them have a family and let them keep the family structure in place, crime would go down. If they had economic opportunity and educational opportunity, crime would go down. But they don't, because they live in Democratic bastions of power. Many minorities will flee from a ghetto when they are financially able. And Barack and Michelle Obama have never lived in a ghetto. This is Obama, this is Michelle Obama, stoking racial resentment with her remarks and emotion that the Democrats use as part of their electoral strategy to try to drive black turnout. At least her statement castigating me because I'm white is consistent with her oft-expressed position that she has zero interest in running for president, which is fine with me, Michelle. That's fine with me. But this idea that you're trying to tell us, I remember when you said you were proud of your country for the first time when your husband got elected president. And see, Barack Obama was right about one thing. He didn't build that. He sold it, and he had a good, he was very, Barack Obama was a genius at campaigning. He completely sucked when it came to actually doing what he was elected to do. And being president was the only thing he ever completed. He was a state senator. He never completed that term. He was a U.S. senator. He never completed that term. So this whole idea that he was some political wonder kind was, it was never based on experience. But he was charismatic, we got to say. And he played basketball and he was cool and all this other stuff. And, you know, I'm just not full of self-loathing, I guess that is. You know, I didn't ask to be born a Caucasian. I had nothing to do with it. And I have lived with everybody that I've lived around. I've been in the military. And I mean, I served in the military with Samoans and South Koreans and El Salvadorans and Hondurans and black people. And I mean, you know, Eastern European people, just everybody. And I just never looked at this and said, well, I can't wait to get out of this and just be in my lily white enclave, because I've never lived in one. And for Michelle Obama to get out there and try to, you know, if she's not running for president or anything else, I would think that she would just be content with, and what qualifies her to say that she doesn't want to run for president? She's not qualified to be president, but she has that in common with her husband. I don't blame Black America for what happens to Black people in the inner city. I blame the Democrats. The ones that stay there and allow this continue on, well, at some point, folks, you know, you got to be an adult. When you're young and stupid, that's one thing. When you get to be a little bit older and you get to look out there and start having an idea of the decisions you're making, well, it becomes a different thing altogether. But having said all of that, this is just a lie. What white flight? Where is there? I don't know of anything like that. I don't know of anything like that. I watch enough stuff and look at enough stuff online to see that the melting pot is full of fire right now and is melting us all together the way we're supposed to be in the United States of America. And this little statement she got out there, this is just a rerun of the last time that she got to say something that anybody listened to. So, okay. I don't know what dog you had in the fight. You don't, this is not something you need to do anymore. You could be very much above this, but no, this is what you know, isn't it? Keep on stoking it. Just nobody's listening to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. because now Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The case of Tatiana Jefferson, the Fort Worth, Texas woman shot and killed by police in her own home a few weeks ago, is still making the news in Texas. In a new column for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, retired police officer Randy Peterson says that while there are still unanswered questions about her death, what we do know supports a robust defense of the Second Amendment. We all have a right to be safe and secure in our own homes. As Peterson notes, the tragic death could have been avoided had police simply announced their presence when they were called to the home after a neighbor called the cops around 2:30 in the morning after noticing the front door had been open for several hours. And that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do, says Peterson. It's what happened next that's the problem. He said, from the police perspective, a neighbor requesting a well-being check for open doors on a home at 2:30 a.m. means that the situation is outside the norm. If it were not, the neighbor wouldn't have noticed it, let alone summon police officers. An officer's mind might jump ahead of what is known and assume the worst. An officer might even assume it is a home invasion. This assumption might lead an officer to sneak around the house and try to see what's going on inside. It's what might have led the Fort Worth officer to the backyard where he saw Jefferson at her window. He yelled a command to show me your hands and fired a fatal shot an instant later. Inside the home, as Peterson notes, Tatiana Jefferson was simply playing video games with her nephew when she heard a sound or maybe saw a flashlight beam from outside her window. She got her legally owned firearm from her purse and was likely looking out the window to see if there was a prowler when she was shot. Tatiana Jefferson acted as any other gun owner would in that situation. She grabbed her gun to protect herself and her nephew. Mr. Peterson continued, once confronted with an armed subject, an officer has very limited time to respond, but the alternative is also true. A homeowner has minimal time to respond to a threat, and determining whether the threat is a police officer should never have to be a part of the calculus. When a homeowner must worry that it might be the police prowling around the property, the delay could be fatal. There is no protection to be found in the Second Amendment if homeowners must second-guess their defensive efforts in such a scenario. Mr. Peterson is absolutely right about that, and it's entirely possible that a Tatiana Jefferson may have fired at the officer if she believed that there was an armed threat. So for the safety of the officer and homeowner alike, Peterson argues the officer should have clearly announced themselves after arriving at the scene. Now, here's the problem with police officers. Police officers all dress in dark clothing. I don't know why, but they do. And a police officer who's sneaking around a home at 2:30 a.m. needs to recognize the threat he might appear to be to a homeowner. And in this case, the officer should have assumed that his flashlight in the backyard might draw the attention of the homeowner and that the homeowner might arm herself against the perceived threat. No homeowner should have to worry that an unannounced intruder might be the police. The identity of responding officers should never be in question. Proper tactics and proper identification, where feasible, can keep the officers and the communities they protect safe. And it's the where feasible that's really the heart of the matter. While a Tatiana Jefferson's neighbor called the police to ask for a wellness check, officers were apparently dispatched on an open structure call, which typically results in a different response once they arrive on the scene. With a wellness check, officers would knock on the front door and announce themselves. If it's an open structure call, they might not. Maybe it's just time to rethink the policy. I'm in favor of ending no-knock raids for the same reason. There have been too many cases where people have been killed because police didn't announce themselves, both law enforcement and the subjects of the raids. It stands to reason that in a country where people have the right to defend themselves in their home, police would announce who they are before prowling around a backyard in the middle of the night or breaking down the front door with a battering ram. There were plenty of mistakes made the night that a Tatiana Jefferson was killed in her home by an officer fired by Officer Aaron Dean, but we shouldn't have policies that almost guarantee that tragedies like this are going to take place. One thing we keep hearing about is how successful the Australian gun buyback was. Everybody says the Aussies did a great job of taking guns off the street. They point to low crime numbers, numbers from a nation that had low crime numbers before any attempt to a gun ban, and argue that it's proof that gun control works. What Australia did was create a mandatory buyback, like New Zealand has. And people had to give up the guns, and the government gave them some amount of money, thus allowing them to say it wasn't really confiscation. Now people have to get licenses and jump through other hoops in order to have a gun. The problem here is that not everyone got the memo. So we get this, and I'm not really sure what source it is, but we get two guns were found in an unlocked parked car this week during a fugitive manhunt and the latest alarming breach of firearm laws. Warrnambool police said the firearms were among about 10 seized in the past 5 months as gun offenses jumped across the region. A middle-aged Warrnambool man will appear in court after this week's find, which happened in a quiet residential street during the hunt for a wanted man. He's been charged with being unlicensed and having unregistered firearms. Detective Sergeant Andrew Raven of the Warrnambool Police Crime Investigation Unit said there had been an increase in firearm offenses during the past couple of months. The CIU chief said just last week a sawn-off, their words, double-barrel shotgun was found in the backpack after offenders were disturbed breaking into the Our Lady Help of Christians Primary School in East Warrnambool. In the past 5 months, Warrnambool CIU detectives have seized about 10 firearms from the properties and vehicles of criminals. Warrnambool has a population of 35,000 people. And yes, it really is called Warrnambool. As I was hearing this, and as I was looking into this, the first thing I thought was, how many guns have they not found? Just how many are there? How many guns weren't turned in during the plethora of buybacks that the government has held? Well, there is an answer to this. The answer to that is a lot. And this is Australia. Despite their roots as a penal colony, they're a country that tends to follow the rules. And then again, your ancestors being deposited on a rock where pretty much everything is hostile to human life might just be a hell of a way to reform not just those individuals, but their offspring as well. They're generally not as defined as Americans are, but close, but not quite. And yet, here we are seeing a small city, town, Warrnambool, having a problem with guns in a place where they're simply not supposed to have any issue with firearms. And people like Beto O'Rourke think Americans are somehow going to be more compliant. Hardly. Especially when so many of us are telling you right now that we're not going to comply with any such law, that we'll hold on to our AR-15s until you can pry them out of our cold, dead hands. And if nothing else, you know, I'll be damned if I let the Aussies out of defiance the United States of freaking America. Pride is on the line, if nothing else. Truth of the matter is that there's a lot more guns out there in Australia than the gun grabbers want to believe. And it certainly is not going to be any better here. See, that's a problem. I don't know if, maybe when Dean's on the show tomorrow, he could tell me. I don't know if they had a registry prior in Australia. So they didn't know who had what guns. They didn't have a registry in New Zealand. And, well, they don't know where anything is. Now they want to register guns in New Zealand so they can confiscate them. They were going to buy them back, now they want to confiscate them. Oh, that just kills me, that whole idea. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please, please remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. It has always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.